Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Which Road, Which Gate?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes it is necessary to remind a friend or yourself of which way to go when a situation calls for an answer. It's a part of life. We hear the phrase high road as the better but harder choice. When I think of taking the high road, I think of it as the more spiritually enriching one, the holier one, the one fit for a disciple. Jesus calls it the narrow gate. I guess anything that calls one to squeeze through rather than just run through without any obstacles might be called a narrow gate. It's about choices, yes? We are called to choose the one that can make a difference. A difference for whom? Maybe for the little guy, the poor, the one with no voice. So what is the connection? I think when we stand up for the one who is poor, or small, or voiceless, we are making a statement that we are willing to sacrifice convenience for the one in need, the slow one, the one who takes the steps more carefully, the one with no shoulder to lean on. That is the one who needs us, disciples. But these choices help us in our own growth also. The kitchen in the house where I live is small, yet it has four doorways. One to the outside, one to the dining room, one to the basement, and one to the front hallway. The last one is made smaller by the fact that it is squeezed in between the refrigerator and a cabinet. When I choose to exit this way, I need to turn sideways to make it through. It's a good metaphor for choosing the inconvenient way, the narrow gate. Why? I don't know. I just do it sometimes. It's something to think about. Parking in a spot not as close to the store, in a spot which leaves a better place open for someone else, this is another inconvenience. Maybe the good parking place will help someone who needs to be closer. I will never know, but it's another opportunity to choose the narrow gate. Again, there is something in this for us. When we make these hard choices, we are gaining strength and character as a disciple. Jesus never said it would be a rose garden, but he did say he would be at our side. So choosing the narrow gate in whatever form that takes, rather than the broad way leading to destruction, always has a blessing for us disciples of being reminded that Jesus is always with us. It's worth it. Amen.